High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 7:22. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. Honest Reporting taking on BBC once again with an article, Rock Bottom BBC Hits a New Low. On Air smears Israeli President Showdown. And this is what is happening in the press. When what is really happening at the BBC, I guess, is the question. Gil Hoffman is an Israeli-American journalist. He's a political correspondent. He also serves as executive director of Honest Reporting. Gil Hoffman, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Howard. Thank you for having me on your show. And, you know, we're anxious over here in Israel. We don't know yet if our loved ones are going to be coming home this coming weekend. Donald Trump threw some wild cards in here that make it extremely unpredictable. No one can pretend that they know. No decisions have been made. Nothing will be made until the last minute. Those of us who keep Shabbat, we're not going to know anything. What you do know, Howard, is that no matter what happens, the Hamas are going to try to manipulate the top media outlets in the world, including the BBC, and they're going to succeed yet again.
Well, I think they are quite happy, it would seem, to be manipulated. If you look at all of the, if you look at the trend and the fact that they've been called out on it, but yet that doesn't seem to change their stance and their reporting. Take us through the last little bit of outrage from the BBC.
They referred to terrorists serving life sentences for murder in Israeli jails as hostages.
I mean, that's bizarre. It's not even factually correct. So never mind narrative news. That is factually incorrect. That's a lie.
Yes. The Israelis kidnapped from their home of a dance festival against their will and brought into Gaza and put in a tunnel for 16 months in order to try to extort Israel to make concessions. That is the definition of a hostage. Someone who's gone through a legal process after murdering someone and is incarcerated while receiving Red Cross visits and getting to earn a degree in prison in a university is anything but a hostage. And the BBC have been trying to do this false symmetry. When three Israeli civilians were released from Hamas dungeons last week, looking emaciated like Holocaust survivors, they made a point of saying, look, the prisoners released from Israeli jails don't look so good either. Why?
It's just
why
remarkable.
Do you need this false symmetry? And the answer is what you're referring to, which is that they have an agenda. They have their narrative. And if the Israelis looking like the victim doesn't fit that, and they have to do everything even beyond the good sense of their readers and viewers around the world to try to push that.
So the question is why? How has this been allowed to happen within the BBC? Is it because the BBC maybe has been infiltrated at certain levels, or is this a directive from leadership that has decided to follow a certain agenda narrative?
Very interesting question. I'm not going to shock any of the people listening to this show when I tell you that there are anti-Semites in the world.
Yes.
Some of them are powerful and some of them are in media outlets, and there are actual anti-Semites proven, and more will come out on that over time in top echelons at the BBC. But there is an agenda there of supporting what they wrongly see as an underdog, and in part because of that, trying to make Israel look like the aggressor. When you say above the BBC as if they're dictating, I mean, when the politicians in England, I think there's less tolerance than there used to be. I mean, we all know Keir Starmer's wife, he can't be an anti-Semite. And I believe that he's been supportive in this war to a certain extent. Perhaps we'd always want more. And his predecessor, Rishi Sunak, came here in the days after October 7th. And when he met with Isaac Herzog, our president, he asked, how can we help? And he expected Herzog to ask for weapons, to ask for, you know, some help on in the diplomatic sphere. And what did Herzog say? If you remember, Howard, he said, get the BBC to call Hamas terrorists. That's all he wanted, as if the Prime Minister of England can deliver that, which showed a little fundamental misunderstanding, but even from a president raised in the UK. But it's all good.
So I mean, I guess the question is how to tackle it, because what Honest Reporting does rightfully and does brilliantly is to tackle the reporting, the articles as they appear, and they've been called out. But is there and I'm not even sure that it's within your orbit, to start looking at the people behind the articles, the people behind the on the editorial boards, on the board of the BBC, to expose the anti-Semitism on that level rather than addressing the symptom every time it appears?
Howard, this is a war. And in a war, you need to be fighting on every battlefield, and you need to be using all means necessary at your disposal. And so, yes, that includes looking at who you're fighting against. And the BBC is a formidable opponent. And we are looking at who each and every one of the people are. We do that in other top media outlets around the world. We exposed just a couple of days ago that someone who wrote a very high-profile article for Politico was someone who posted very nasty messages against Israel on her social media, and we're going to continue to do that. But we also need the people who listen to this program to be listening to the BBC. Email action@honestreporting.com if you hear something or see something, watching the shows, seeing things on their website that are problematic, so we'll be able to tackle it immediately. You are our scouts.
Right.
We need scouts around the world. You can be involved. You can be active. You don't have to just be screaming at your television.
Well, I think that's what a lot of us will end up doing, which is problematic. Give me that email address again for anyone who...
Action@honestreporting.com.
All right. Action@honestreporting.com. Just use it. Just report things and be their eyes and ears, because this is, as Gil Hoffman said, this is a war, and it's being fought on many different fronts. Gil Hoffman, thank you as always. Israeli-American journalist, political correspondent, serving as executive director of Honest Reporting.